call the Congressional Appropriations Committee meeting back to order. Brief recess for lunch. I'd like to thank the committee for being back and ready to work. At this time, we'll move on to consideration of ONCA 1947, item number 12 on our agenda. Author is Congressman Walker. Congressman Walker, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chairman. We've spent a little bit of time, or quite a bit of time, on this already. I think Congresswoman Whitehorn has some additional amendments that she's wanting to propose, so I would like to just continue with the amendment process.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you. I provided you guys a copy with it, but that was a few days ago, the copies of the amendments to follow along with. I have my copy. Do you want me just to keep going, or would you like for us to take a little break and get the copies of these amendments?
The clerk has awesome. Additional copies.
Oh, well, let's take those. Thank you. So the first amendment that I'm proposing, it's on page one. It's numbered page one in the documents. Page one, line 42, strike lines 42 through 46 and insert C, period, capital funding means funds appropriated to the capital asset fund for specific capital assets projects or initial purchases or the initial purchase of specific capital assets, including but not limited to equipment, furniture, fixtures, vehicles, and other assets with an estimated useful life of more than 1 year. Page two, line 60. Page two, strike lines 60 through 64 and insert B, period. Appropriation requests for capital funding shall be accompanied by a budget and detailed cost estimate documents. Number one, capital construction project funding request shall include a conceptual design if the project cost is over $1 million, and architectural and engineering renderings if the project cost is over $100,000. All pre-construction activity, if not previously funded, and a detailed total cost estimate of the project, including but not limited to furnitures, fixtures, and equipment, landscaping, sidewalks, and parking lots. Number two, pre-construction activity funding request shall include a detailed cost estimate of all activities performed within the scope of the activity. Number three, capital assets purchase funding request shall be accompanied by a detailed cost estimate.
Is that in the form of a motion?
So moved. Yes.
Is there a motion to amend? Is there a second?
Second for discussion.
There's a motion to amend and second for discussion. Any discussion on the amendment? Congresswoman Staben?
I apologize. I'm trying to. Recall.
Okay, so I've got the bill pulled up.
Okay.
Can we get the bill?
Madam Clerk, do you know what version we should be working off of here?
I
would say original.
That's the one I'm looking at. That's going to be the committee report.
Okay.
It's the committee version if it's attached, which should echo the committee report, right?
Yes.
If that's the case, your line numbers might not be right.
So we should be reading, for clarification from the clerk, ONCA 1947, the committee PDF?
Yes.
Okay.
At the time I wrote these amendments, that committee version was not available to me, so I amended off the original, but I could probably change some of these line items by amending the motion if needed. I can find where I'm amending.
So,
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
So the references are not to the committee bill?
No. The committee bill was not available to me when I wrote these amendments at home. The night we had the last meeting, we did amendments on this. It wasn't available to me when I was working at home. so I amended off the original version. I wish that I would have updated these. I believe that we struck capital funding out. I don't see it. We go down to, yes, out of the definitions, it was stricken. But I believe because of some of the later referenced amendments I made, we need to include the definition for capital funding back in there. So that's what this amendment does. It reasserts capital funding back into the bill. And then on the revolving fund established, section B is totally rewritten. So I can,
if you'll, I have to kind of find my way.
If you'll give me, I can redo my line numbers here, capital.
So when I look at the committee version and do a search for the term capital funding, it's not in there.
Correct.
Correct. I'm amending the bill. I'm amending the bill by these packet of amendments, and my amendments will refer to capital funding. That's why I'm putting the definition back in.
Congressman Walker, did you have?
Well, since we're considering, I mean, we have an amendment on the floor, I could help with the line numbers. And I'm kind of doing the same thing it looks like that Congresswoman Whitehorn is doing, but.
38 instead of 40.
So there's no strike because the amendment we're looking at right now, capital funding was still in the bill, and I struck that whole definition for this rewritten definition. So I don't need to strike any. It needs to be page one, line 44. Insert.
You mean 38?
Well, capital funding, F comes after capital construction project, so it should be placed in there at line 44.
I see.
I'm following along, but for the purposes of clerk and record keeping, could you please make sure to have it
right.
Very well written.
And then page two, line, this is what I'm working on, line 54. And I want to strike 54 through 59 or 54 through 58. Okay, so that does the cleanup there and brings it. So I'm going to withdraw my last motion to amend and reassert. And Ms. Merle, if you can just strike do you have the document that we're working off of? Okay, yeah, just strike and put the right numbers in there. Page one, line 44, insert C. Capital funding means funds appropriated to the capital asset fund for specific capital asset projects, or the initial purchase of specific capital assets, including but not limited to equipment, furniture, fixtures, vehicles, and other assets with an estimated useful life of more than 1 year. Continue on, page two, line 54, strike lines 54 through 58, and insert B. Appropriation requests for capital funding shall be accompanied by a budget and detailed cost estimate documents. Number one, capital construction project funding request shall include a conceptual design if the project cost is over $1 million and architectural and engineering renderings if the project cost is over $100,000. All pre-construction activity, if not previously funded, and a detailed total cost estimate of the project, including but not limited to furniture fixtures and equipment, landscaping, sidewalks, and parking lots. Number two, pre-construction activity funding request shall include a detailed cost estimate of all activities formed within the scope of the activity. Number three, capital asset purchase funding request shall be accompanied by detailed cost estimate. That's the end of my new motion to amend.
There's a motion to amend. Is there a second? Second for discussion. Any further discussion on the amendment?
Well, as I said, I reasserted that capital funding definition, because I'm going to use it later in the bill. Actually, in the next section, line B, with the continuation of this motion, it does reference it. It says appropriation request for capital funding. It's right there. Shall be accompanied by a budget and detailed cost estimate.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Assistant Chief Redcorn. Could you please remember to speak into your microphone?
Is this a microphone? Please, sir.
Sorry. So this is a blanket. Anything spent on this, out of this fund, is a capital funding.
Yes.
To begin with. So if any money comes out of here, it's capital funding.
Right, but it defines what capital funding means.
So I'm wondering how this works if it's vehicles. How do these...
Vehicles are included. Funding. Also, it says, including but not limited to.
There's no capital construction project things with vehicles, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And there's no pre-construction activity. So, capital asset funding purchase request. It just looks redundant. It looks like it's repeating itself, so I'm trying to figure it out. So detailed cost estimate for pre-construction activity, a detailed cost estimate for any capital asset purchase.
Where are you?
I'm comparing one and three and trying to tease out.
A capital asset purchase is defined, I believe, in the bill. Did I not do that? I might not pick that up.
Well, there it is in 34.
Capital asset is defined.
Go ahead.
Capital asset purchases, capital asset construction projects. I think they're two different things. Purchasing vehicles is different than building Wake and Iron, a new Wake and Iron. So I thought the funding reference needed to cover both.
It would just be appreciated if there was some language up there in the header of B that said if applicable. So there's no confusion that if we're buying vehicles with capital funding, that capital construction project and pre-construction activity are not included in those requirements. Does that make sense?
No, they're not.
But in C, where capital funding is defined, it's allowed for. Capital funding means funds appropriated to the capital assets fund for specific capital asset project or the initial purchase of specific capital assets, including but not limited to equipment, furniture, fixtures, vehicles, and other assets with an estimated useful. It's defined.
I know. And then on B, you say, and I assume that's implied as all or any appropriation request for capital funding should be accompanied by a budget and detailed cost estimate documents. And I'm just saying that if you read this literally, there's a capital construction project requirement if you're buying vehicles.
I think that we should have detailed cost estimates on purchasing assets too, excuse me.
Congresswoman Stabler, Congressman Whitehorn, and then Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Well, I just wanted to say no. To me, it does break it down here. So number three under B, where you would do your vehicle. Capital asset purchase funding request shall be accompanied by a detailed cost estimate.
I think that's why I'm just asking for a simple if applicable up in the top of B, but if that's not the will of the committee, that's...
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I would concede that it's applicable to have a detailed cost estimate. We have to do that through our procurement office. To my knowledge, we can't go out and buy those vehicles without some type of a bid process or cost estimate. So that, to me, that's already available through the Competitive Bidding Act and through procurement policies of the nation.
Correct? I've raised my concern, so.
Pardon me?
I've raised my concern.
Okay.
Congressman Walker?
If applicable, would be fine with me. It's not an unreasonable request. I don't want to get caught up on if applicable, if it's either it is or it's not.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Just from my time on Congress, I know that we either have to go out and get three estimates to buy something, or we have to go out and competitively bid it. And I think that's how the government works. So to me, requiring those documents for funding requests to the capital assets...
That's not my point. But
...is not unreasonable.
I agree. I didn't say that. I was talking about the if applicable request.
Chair will entertain a motion to amend the amendment if desired. Chair will entertain any further discussion on the amendment.
Where is the... Assistant Chief, are you asking for the if applicable amendment to be considered after where it says 1 year?
At the end of B? I think it helps clarify that some of these sections apply to vehicles and some of these sections apply to capital funding. We are not objecting to the requirement. We want it, as the treasurer said over and over, we're striving for clarity in it so there's no confusion. It's in my opinion, adding if applicable there.
So after documents?
After documents. It's up to the committee.
Motion to amend to insert, if applicable, after documents. Amendment to the amendment.
Motion to make an amendment to the amendment. Is there a second? There's a motion to make an amendment to the amendment and a second. Any discussion on the amendment to the amendment? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I'll yield.
Congresswoman Bighorse?
We're spending a lot of time over two little words, and I don't see any harm myself in the words other than maybe... it being offensive to the author, because she has worked diligently on this, and I know she has. That being said, I just don't see any problem with adding applicable to it. So.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'll go with whatever the committee wants to do, but my stand is it's always applicable to have a cost estimate on any capital asset we purchase. Pardon me?
You have it defined.
Right. It's defined, and it's always applicable according to the policies and the Competitive Bidding Act. So to me, if applicable is put there, then why have this? Because I know they do it anyway. I want to be able to see this body and the public to be able to see those documents.
Any further?
If requested.
Any further discussion on the amendment to the amendment? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of the amendment to the amendment, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed?
No.
The amendment to the amendment does pass. We'll now move on to discussion of the amendment as amended. Any further discussion on the amendment as amended? Seeing no further discussion on the amendment as amended, all those in favor of the amendment as amended, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment as amended passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Okay, page 2. Let me scroll down. Oh, sorry.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
We're back to the original amendment. I was.
The original amendment passed.
The amendment to the amendment and
the amendment to the amendment and the amended amendment passed.
Okay. Now I'm going to go ahead and try to get my lines correct off this committee version that we're working on. Page 2, line 66. Yes, I need to see the original file bill too. Let's see. Okay. Page 2, line 60. Strike line 60 through 62. And insert C, all capital asset purchases and capital construction projects receiving capital funding shall be conducted under all applicable provisions of the Osage Nation Competitive Bidding Act 15 ONC section 1A-201 et al. And conform to the procurement policy of the Osage Nation Treasury Department.
There's a motion to amend. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on the amendment? Congressman Walker, then Congressman Whitehorn. Sorry.
I would just pose the question, if it just said all applicable provisions of the Osage Nation Competitive Bidding Act and don't cite the code, I see what you're doing. It's a good resource so you can pinpoint where it changes, but the Competitive Bidding Act gets amendments proposed and made on a somewhat regular basis.
Congressman Whitehorn.
Which will stay updated in real time in the code from now on, and the et al. Means everything that's within the Competitive Bidding Act at that code reference.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Aren't we codifying policy with your last sentence? If necessary, will we not be able to waive policy if the situation demanded it? The Supreme Court has said that the Congress does not approve or reject policies.
We don't, and I'm not approving or rejecting it there.
But you're codifying it.
You just need to follow the policy
as
you guys
have.
Do.
I just don't think that needs to be in there. Because in essence it gives the policy the strength of law. And that's not within the power of Congress. We follow our policy.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to hear from Trey on this and get some guidance. I believe that we need to do what...
Mr. Gill, if you can join us here at the table.
Get a different perspective at the table, and I think saying, I'm not telling them what their policy is, but follow whatever you have.
Correct. Mr. Gill, phrase the question, and if I misstate in any way, please let me know, Assistant Chief. But the amendment to the end of the amendment, it requires the executive branch to conform to procurement policy of the Osage Nation Treasury Department. I believe a point was raised about whether or not that is codifying procurement policy and whether or not that is advisable or allowable.
My view.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
My view is I'm not codifying their policy. They have it. They're required to have it by law. It just says they need to, that's how they're going to execute this capital assets fund.
And my...
Assistant Chief.
And my point is that this language demands that we conform to that policy, and there's no waiver, there's no emergency, there's nothing that allows us to work with our own policy.
As a point of information, there is an exception. The Competitive Bidding Act does allow for in cases of emergency. So.
Okay, well, let's take emergency out of it, and let's just take good judgment under the many varied circumstances
Council.
That we face every day.
I disagree with the Assistant Chief on this one. You're just saying that they're going to conform to it. It doesn't require that we state what the procurement policy is, or it doesn't affect the procurement policy. It still leaves the executive branch plenty of leeway to change their own policy.
Can we waive the policy under this language?
If there's exceptions in the policy for waiver, or you have something written in there, I suppose you can.
I guess we'd need to add it if we needed it. That's all.
And if any further discussion on the amendment, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And I did think about that before I included that in this amendment. I do know that the Competitive Bidding Act allows for emergencies. Law overrides policy any day, and so they can follow whatever is in law about stepping into an emergency situation.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Congressman Bickhorst.
Just a question. Is this not, surely this definition has got to be somewhere. I mean, if it's not, I mean, we certainly need it. I'm just asking anyone at this table, is there any other language that...
Congressman Whitehorn and Congressman Walker.
Congressman Bighorse, we're in the section that establishes the revolving fund. Above that are the definitions. I think the capital asset in this amendment is defined, capital construction project is defined, capital funding is defined, and then it goes on to reference the Competitive Bidding Act, which is a statute, Osage Nation statute, and then their procurement policy is a policy that they have. So all of the things in here are defined, but it is under the part of the law that establishes the revolving fund.
Congressman Walker.
I was just going to say something similar, but with a shorter statement, I guess. There's something similar, but this is just new language in the movement's opinion, I would assume, is cleanup language.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing no further discussion on the amendment, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Could you please submit that to the clerk?
She has a copy that she's following us.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm going to have to change the references on this, page 974. Okay, this, I think. E, where, can you scroll up a little bit? Okay. Oh, I need to be working off of what I was working off of. Okay, I believe that I am, it's to be inserted at line 67, I think. This is kind of scary, isn't it? I better go see what I strike out of the original version. I don't have a copy.
Congressman Walker.
I've got the original version right here.
What am I striking?
You're striking that provision right there that you were referencing on 67, so you can read it off the screen starting at 67.
Okay, so line 67, strike line 67 through 69. And insert E, residual assets remaining in the capital assets fund may be authorized for new or additional capital asset expenditures by an act of Congress, and the Osage Nation Treasurer shall verify in writing the available funds.
There is a motion to amend. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion to amend and a second. Any discussion on the amendment? I have a quick question.
Did I hear the amendment repeated, please?
Yes, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Page 2, line 67, strike line 67 through 69, and insert E, residual assets remaining in the capital assets fund may be authorized for new or additional capital asset expenditure by an act of Congress, and the Osage Nation Treasurer shall verify in writing the available funds.
And my initial question is, do we need to require that on a quarterly basis to where we're aware of a balance of what's available and we're able to track that, or is that language going to be somewhere else regarding reporting of revolving funds?
I'm inserting that language. Back
okay.
In. It's been...
All right. Assistant Chief Redcorn.
So the base language that's, in my humble opinion, at the heart of the bill is stricken?
Would you ask the question again? I didn't catch the first
part. You're striking E.
I'm striking E.
So does that mean the Osage Nation Treasurer is not vested with the authority to authorize expenditures out of the fund?
No, doesn't mean that.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
It seems like pretty important language to strike.
I believe the Treasurer already has that authority through the Treasury Act to expend the funds of the nation as appropriated by Congress. I don't believe we need to give it to him again in this act. So, what was such a heart? There's two things going here. What was such a heartburn about the way that it was written is all the money fell out of that fund. Nothing ever accumulated the way it had been amended, the capital assets fund. So when a project was complete, the residual funds went back into the Treasury. I like for those residual funds to stay in there because they're already there for the purpose of capital asset funding. But when a project is finished and funds build up there, we don't need to reappropriate those funds. We need to just reauthorize them for whatever project or capital expenditure that they want to make out of the fund. So it eliminates money not building in that fund, and we don't have to double appropriate it. We just reauthorize it by another act. They come to us and they say, we have $250,000 accumulated in this fund and we want to buy police cars. And it's like, okay, yeah, the money's there. We just write an authorization bill to spend the money out of that fund that's there. That's the idea of this.
Assistant Chief.
We support the amendment because the movement reinserts the language that I just said we hoped we would keep in the very next amendment. So we support this.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a while since I looked at it.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Congressman Walker.
Is there a reason you put residual assets instead of residual funding?
As it calls, I'm just trying to stay with the definitions of the bill.
I just looked at them, I thought.
I believe it would be proper to say assets because it says the assets of the fund are monies appropriated to it. So I understand what you're saying, but. Assistant Chief.
I do have a question. To whom is the Osage Nation Treasurer verifying this? To the Congress or to everyone?
Congressman Whitehorn.
I think it'd be appropriate for him to verify it to the executive branch.
Issues something that everybody can look at.
And to, it's just okay. There, now it exists, and can we see your, ask to see the verification on this?
Got it. Thank you.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Can I ask a question?
Treasurer Littleton.
Yes, thank you. Okay, you said I needed to verify. Would that be in the wrong way?
May I?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I would think if something in law required you to verify it, that a written communication would be best, but if you would prefer me to place that it has to be in writing, I will. But to me, if the law says you should verify something, I would think it would be important to commit to writing.
Okay, I understand the writing. I didn't know if there was a special form you were requesting or a process other than up to the chat.
No, sir, that's entirely up to you what form you want to put it in to verify the amount. You know, a verification can be as simple as them sending the report from the Capital Assets Fund over with your signature and say,
okay,
this is what's in this fund right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the clarification.
Or a paper airplane from the top of the hill would work, too.
That is not acceptable.
I want to see that. I'd like to see that.
But if you can make it down here, that's impressive. Congresswoman
okay.
Whitehorn.
I got to get my lines right on here. So at line, we're going to say 69 and a half. Page 2, line 69 and a half. I still am on page 2, correct? Insert E, the Osage. Do I have the right?
Yes.
Letter.
So you have the right page.
I think it needs to say F instead of E. Ms. Merle, would you please change that E to an F on your version on page 4?
Thank you.
Would that be correct? Is everybody kind of helping me so this doesn't end up all garbledygooped? Page 4? Mm-hmm. I think what I just did previously
four.
Was E, correct?
Correct.
And now I'm inserting an F. So page 2, line 69 and a half, insert F. The Osage Nation Treasurer is vested with the authority to authorize expenditures out of the fund consistent with the appropriation request for capital funding and the purpose stated in Section 1 of this Act.
There's a motion. Is there a second? Motion and a second. Any discussion on the amendment?
Although, as I previously stated, I realize this was language you guys requested in this bill, but in my view, I think that the treasurer is authorized to do so by the Treasury Act. So, but I went ahead and kept it. I just hadn't looked that far ahead.
Any further discussion on the amendment?
Which amendment are we on?
Page 4.
Amendment page 4.
The correct reference is.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing no further discussion on the amendment, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes.
Okay,
Congressman Whitehorn.
We need to go down to page 3. Maybe not. Let's go up a little bit. Accounting and reporting. Somehow I changed that.
Land cost. Took out.
Okay.
Capital budgets. Capital. capital asset financial records, including the general ledger.
Right.
The total cost.
Okay. Page or two. Purchase. Line 86. 87?
Well,
86.
86 if you're inserting the whole thing.
Strike lines 86 through 89. Ms. Merle, did you get that? On page 5?
No.
I'm changing those references on the amendment. It's page 2, line 86. Strike lines 86 through 89.
Second.
And insert.
Oh.
Okay. Too slow, huh?
There's a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the amendment?
I have.
Assistant Chief.
Following Congressman Walker's lead, all of those things are already in the Open Records Act, so I guess it doesn't hurt to put them in twice in different language, but those are. As the author of that bill, I can tell you it's in there. But
it was in the original filing.
Okay.
I just struck out land cost and what else?
Land cost and per project or on each project at the end.
That's appropriate. Thank you.
Yeah.
Congressman Walker.
What was the amendment? Whenever I seconded it, you said strike lines. So I thought you were
it's just
striking that.
No, it's an and insert. What you have on B, on page 5.
Okay.
And what it does is it gets land cost out of there because capital assets isn't for land cost anymore.
Congressman Walker.
I wish the assistant chief was the one saying this, but we can't direct the executive branch. We can direct the assistant chief or the treasurer.
I concur.
Do you want to keep these records? That's kind of a joke.
We're required to by policy and perhaps
Walker.
Sorry.
I was just Walker. We might be better off just striking that from the bill entirely. If not, then it needs to say the treasurer, in my opinion.
I'm going to withdraw and restate.
Recognize the assistant chief.
Did you just call on me?
Yes.
Okay. Treasurer Littleton, how long does your office maintain accounting records, especially in procurement?
Okay. Are you asking how long we keep backup information?
Just how long you maintain those records after a project, and that probably applies to almost everything you do, but I'm just curious. And you may not know because of your short tenure.
I know that I've seen files that were represented to me for projects that have happened 4 and 5 years ago,
okay.
Especially construction-type contracts. Now, as an aside, we're in the process of trying to come up with a way of doing digital storing of documentation, but as you know, there'd be limitations, for instance, on blueprints and so forth like that. But I think we've got a large archive of detailed backup for projects, especially construction projects.
Mr. Chairman. Oh, go ahead.
Assistant Chief.
Okay. I would assume that when they leave your office, they go to archives because I've seen that type of material down there. So I suspect it's in the 7 to 10 year range. So, I mean, we maintain the records as a matter of course, and they are public records as a matter of present OSAGE law. So
I personally would prefer to see the language in there and change to the treasurer. Well, the treasurer. I think it's helpful for us to keep an eye on that. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
It also allows the public, whoever read this law, say they're interested in a project that we're doing, and they read this law, and in the law it says that these documents are available. And that way, if they had any questions, otherwise people just don't know. They can go and check what their nation is doing. I would withdraw and restate to include the treasurer. The other thing I like about this amendment is it requires to be kept by project. Possibly you keep these records by project, but sometimes we've been asked for records and there's a massive influx that it's very difficult to put things together. We've experienced that before. So I like for it to state so in the law, and I'm going to withdraw that previous amendment and reinsert page 2, line 86, strike line 86 through 89, and insert, the treasurer shall additionally maintain records by project as public records. Such records shall include capital budgets, capital asset financial records, including a general ledger, and the total cost of each project or purchase.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on the amendment? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed? Yes. Seeing none, the amendment passes. Congressman Walker.
We need to do the same thing in
A.
Section 2, 6A.
Do you have an amendment for me? Okay.
Page 2, line 83. Strike executive branch and insert treasurer.
And I'd like to bring something up too.
Did you, in your previous amendment, did you say the treasurer of the Osage Nation or Osage Nation treasurer?
The treasurer.
The treasurer, okay.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion on the amendment? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn, you're recognized.
I support this. I'm ready to vote on it. And then I have something else I want. Well, maybe I don't. Maybe it's appropriate here.
We already voted.
You already voted, yes.
Okay, good. I was talking to Ms. Rivard. Where are we on this? Quarterly accounting of all monies. She pointed out to me that in the Competitive Bidding Act that OFPR was required to do this bimonthly.
Ma'am.
And she was saying, could we try to find some match on this? My response was, we're going to need to up the Competitive Bidding Act back up, which I'm not opposed to doing for the nation. But here it says quarterly, and if she wants to go ahead and CC on us when she sends it to them, that's fine too. So,
any further discussion on ONCA 1947? Congressman Walker.
Motion to report ONCA 1947 to Congress as amended with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion on the motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 The opposed? ONCA 1947 is reported to Congress with the due pass recommendation as amended.
All of you.
At this time, the chair, I would like to get into discussion on what we've started to refer to as kind of the big four bills right now. If the vice chair would do that, the chair would entertain a motion for a very brief recess for the purpose of maintaining copies.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Seeing no objection, we are in recess.